Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. No Doran today. He is out sick. We hope Doran will be back in short order. My wife texted me, "Are you all good being solo today?" And I think, in my not-so-humble opinion, I've been outstanding today. Absolute top of my game. Top of my game.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not alone. I got my teammates here. I got Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass.
You've been so nice to me lately.
We have intern RJ. That's because I'm turning over a new leaf on you. You turned around that 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and all of a sudden it all crystallized in my brain. You were actually a pretty good athlete back in your day. So for that, I apologize. But we're not here to try to Band-Aid over past feuds. We are here to prove that we're smarter than our plumber friend, Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Jake, good morning to you, buddy. Harry is going to be my teammate today. Intern RJ will be our lifeline. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? Nothing much. I'm a little concerned with intern RJ being your lifeline.
I think he's game, man. Sure. We talked to him a little bit yesterday. I think he's a sports historian.
He's already the best intern at the Fan. Beat Dom by a mile.
That's why, I don't usually like to refer to the intern as intern, insert your name here, but because intern Dom is just taking everybody out in the warpath right now, I would like to compare our intern to the former intern of the PM team, and I like our guy, even though it's only halfway through day two. But enough. We digress. Let's get down to brass tacks, buddy. Who wants to be smarter than a plumber?
All right, well, let's start it off here. I mean, I got a bunch of Stanley Cup questions today.
Oh,
I'm very excited for this game tonight, and this has been the best Stanley Cup final series I've seen in a long time. I really, really am enjoying it.
So I would agree with that.
I'm all in on it.
Yeah,
I'm all in on it. All right, so here we go. First question: before 2023. When was the last time the Florida Panthers were in the Stanley Cup Finals? A, they never were. B, 1995. C, 1996. Or D, 1997.
Could you repeat the question?
What the hell are you talking about? Repeat the question. Last time the Florida Panthers were in the Stanley Cup Final. They beat the Penguins en route there. They throw all the rats on the ice.
95 sounds right.
It was 1996.
Final answer?
Yes.
You are correct. Very confident. Nice job.
Did you see someone threw an actual deceased rat on the ice that they ran over with the Zamboni, and then there was blood everywhere?
Yeah, I mean, quite impressive. Florida's been in the Stanley Cup Finals past 3 years.
No state income tax. That's what everyone's telling us. Everyone wants to go play for Florida. You live in the sunshine. You don't really have a ton of fan pressure. And, oh, yeah, by the way, your contract's going to be worth a lot more money. All right, let's move on. Question two. Here we go. We're off to a hot start, boys.
Mm-mm-mm. Despite not qualifying by playing 41 games or one game in the final, this player's name was engraved on the Penguins' 1991 Stanley Cup winning trophy, obviously. A, Yuri Hardina. B, Jim Pock. C, Phil Bork. Or D, Jay Caulfield.
Oh, man, that's a great question. I want to say it's Jimmy Pack, but let's go 50-50.
Okay. 50-50. B, Jimmy Pack. You got to quit doing that. D, Jay Caulfield.
Yeah, you got to stop telling me what you think it is, because
there's that famous Norm MacDonald clip whenever he's sitting there with Regis Philbin and he says, I think it's between these two. But now that I've said that, you're not just going to make it be those two that are the ones remaining. Lo and behold, that's what happened.
Yep.
Well, my first instinct was Jimmy Pack, and so he's in the 50-50. I'm going with Jimmy.
Locking it in. B, Jimmy Pock. You are incorrect.
Oh,
it was
Jay!
B, Jay Caulfield. Ugh.
Son of a...
Man. He only played 23 games for the Penguins that year, but
I knew
he
it
was with them apparently for the full season.
I knew he didn't play more than 41, but damn it. Okay. All right, let's get to the money ball or the money puck in this instance. It's going to be another Stanley Cup question.
It is, and I'm excited for this one.
Oh, boy.
I'm very excited. When was the last time a ring was removed and a blank ring was added to the Stanley Cup?
Oh, man.
A, 2015. B, 2017. C, 2018, or D, 2020. Maybe RJ knows it. I don't know.
I was hoping that 2020 would be on there because of COVID. That would make sense. Let's just, hey, everything's different. Why not change this too? I mean, I don't really actually know the answer to this question.
Can you repeat the question?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Just repeat, not the options.
When was the last time a ring was removed and a blank ring was added to the Stanley Cup? Do you need the answers to
a blank ring?
A blank ring was added to the Stanley Cup.
Alex, do you not know that they remove rings from the Stanley Cup?
There's layers to it. It's like an onion. It's like a parfait.
Yeah, I gotcha. I understand. Okay. I understand.
Does RJ know? Do I want to use my lifeline here? I'm going to use my lifeline. We're going to phone
the last
a friend.
One, you might as well.
Yeah.
RJ. You're in.
You got a guess, or do you know it?
Can you give me the years again?
A, 2015. B, 2017. C, 2018. Or D, 2020.
Well, see, that's a good question because 2017 and 2018 are kind of like the same thing. And I'm a Caps fan. I think that's the last
one.
So, I'm going to say the 2017, possibly.
All right. So.
I feel like we would have known, though, right? Because it was the Penguins that won it.
No. Well, they won in 16. It's like a trick. They won in 15, 16, 15, 16.
No, they won in 16 Capitals. And 17.
Yeah, 16 and 17.
Wait, can I switch?
Capitals won in 18.
I take it back. 2018. It has to be 2018.
Last time the Penguins won a playoff series. Listen, there's a lot of pressure here. I'm going to go with what intern RJ had to say. But because he's a Caps fan, I'm super bummed out because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And B, whether or not I like this guy is going to hinge upon on whether or not he's right with this answer. So, intern RJ says 2018. I'm going to go with him. And what's the verdict?
And the verdict is you have the best intern ever. So that is correct. 2018.
Let's freaking go, intern RJ. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Dom.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, boys.
All right.
That was good.
Southside Jake, you are not smarter than this collective group of turds. And so for that, you should feel much shame. Thank you for your time as always.
All right, guys. Have a great day and awesome job, RJ. You are the best.
He's the man.
I will see you.
Southside Jake, Southside Plumbing and Heating. Good job. I did not know you were a Caps fan. Is Alexander Ovechkin your favorite player of all time then?
I was a TJ Oshie guy before Ovechkin.
Oh, what a prick. But, can I say that? I probably can't. Time out.
Hey, no, but I love Ovi. You know, don't get me wrong. But hey. Each his own, you know. Go Caps, baby. Hey, who made the playoffs this year? Let's talk. Wait, I'm on a Pittsburgh station. I'm wilding out right now.
Yeah, that really went well for the Capitals this year in the playoffs. How about that? Intern Dom's second ever segment on the station, and I had to dump myself. I definitely can't say that word, can I?
You said intern Dom, you mean intern RJ.
Oh, well, I'm an idiot.
I've heard the word before, but better safe than sorry.
All right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.